Well, I have been telling you all day that I have Mr. Talkbox on my show today, and he's with me on the phone right now. What's going on?
Hello, Randy.
This just tickles me so much. So many people know who you are, but don't know who you are. So let's do a little background, because you talked to me last week, and I was just like, what?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's a whole lot, right? It's a whole lot.
Yeah.
It is a whole lot. So I like to say, you know, I'm the artist that you don't know, you know. You know, you've been listening to me, but you just didn't know it was me. You know, I've been a part of so many gospel hits, so many R&B hits, so many hits that, like, you just didn't know I was a part of them. You know, like, I did songs with, I did the song In the Middle with Isaac Carey. I remember that song.
Right.
That was a hot one. I did, you know, More Than a Lover with Erica Campbell. I did Mary Mary, Marvin Sapp, Martha Menezes. I mean, just you name it.
I
believe I've worked with all of them. And also, y'all, I mean, you know the song that I did with Nashville Life, which is Praise the Lord, Everybody.
I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, God has been good. I've been thankful to bring this instrument and bring this sound to the gospel. I've been doing it for many years now, and just really, really humbled and to see what God can do. And he could, you know, God could take anything. And that's the thing I love to tell people. God could take anything that you do, as long as you submit it to him, and he could use it for his glory. So,
amen.
Yeah, So.
And it's very true, even down to the secular world. We were talking about this before. You were actually instrumental with NSYNC at one point?
Yes, yes. I toured with NSYNC as their keyboardist, did a couple of records with them as well. And then, you know, you fast forward. I mean, I worked in the CCM community. One of the biggest artists I've ever worked with in that was Toby Mac. I got my first Grammy nomination with him. He's my great, great friend and brother. I toured with his band as well for about 5 years. I worked with Mandisa. I mean, you just name it. I pretty much worked with everybody in the CCM. Then I started doing these videos online, where I'm doing all these acapella talk box videos.
Yes.
And that just blew me away. They all started going viral, and so I started getting hit up by some of the biggest stars in the music business. You know, people like T-Pain, P.J. Morton, Shirley Murdoch from Roger and Zapp, by the way, the guy that inspired me to do this.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And then, obviously, one of the bigger, you know, artists was Bruno Mars, and so being able to work with all of those great people, it's just been mind-blowing, because I'm just a church guy. I'm a church kid. I love the Lord. Yeah. I don't have any tricks up my sleeve.
Right.
This is who I am 24 hours a day, and I'm glad I could be myself and shine the light of Jesus to everybody.
Absolutely. That's what I was getting at. Man, that's just exciting to me to be able to do that, because I'm a big old Bruno Mars fan. I just, you know.
Ooh.
And I didn't know that was you until you told me.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, some know, and a lot of people don't know. And I try to, you know, just share the testimony and the behind the scenes of how that all happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are afraid to just be themselves and afraid to just kind of step out by faith. And that's what I've been doing. You know, I've just been taking steps of faith throughout my whole career.
Amen.
And a lot of people thought I was crazy. They said, man, what are you going to do with that thing? I said, man, I'm going to trust God. And you know what? I'm going to have fun. And a lot of people, we're too serious. We're too caught up. And we just got to have fun. We got to learn how to continue to have fun and to love who God has made us to be and love the gifts that He has given us.
The sound of Mr. Talkbox right here on the Detroit Praise Network, and he's on the phone with me. Man, you got to tell me about this collaboration that you've done with Jay Moss and your son.
Yes, absolutely. This is a whole beautiful collaboration. My producer, his name is JJ, he sent me a track, and he said, yeah, man, I think this is a hot track. And so he sent it to me, and I actually send it to my son because he's a songwriter and producer as well. And a couple of days later, my son came back. He was like, Dad, I got something. I believe God gave me something. And he wrote the hook to that song. Mm. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And then we teamed up with Angel Chisholm, which is the daughter of Auntie Jackie.
Yes.
Of the Clark Sisters. Detroit's finest. Come
yes.
on.
Got chills again.
Yeah. And so, like, she introduced me and my team to her daughter, and I didn't know she was a prolific songwriter. And so I just called her and said, listen, I need your help on my new album, period. So she wrote on several songs on my album, but then she mainly wrote this song along with my son. And then, you know, we had to tap in and drink a little bit more of that Detroit water and get the incomparable Jay Moss to come through and sing on this. And here we are, and it's an amazing message. I think it's timely as to what's going on in our world, and we all need to remember and know that God will never leave us nor forsake us, ever.
Yo, I'm excited about this one, y'all. Because I brought some special guests. The incomparable Jay Moss. Oh. And my son, Mo Byron. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. This has been so much fun on the phone with Mr. Talkbox. Byron Chambers, I appreciate your time. I appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom. And how can we find you on social media?
Absolutely. Thank you. And you can find me at Mr. Talkbox, everything, MrTalkBox. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and even MySpace for those that are kicking it back down MySpace. We got you covered too.
Don't know many people who are doing that, but okay.
I know. We haven't forgot about you.
And is your project out now or is it coming out?
My record, I have a new album out. It's called Playlist. And I have so many amazing features on that. Debuted at number 4. On the iTunes charts. It is crazy. Like, I'm an independent artist, so y'all go check it out. It's all on all the digital outlets, and it's called Playlist, and this song, Never Leave You, is definitely on that record.
Ooh, I cannot wait to get that one right now. I'm opening up my phone as we speak.
Oh, yay! Thank you so much.
Mr. Talkbox, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you more than you know.
Thank you, Randy. Yeah.
Yeah.